It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Well, let's do it. At stake, as always, a $100 gift card and a coffee mug. WABC, Barry House Coffee, the official morning coffee of Bernie and Sid. Guy is in Fairfield, Connecticut, a retired project manager on Wall Street. Good morning. Or is it Gee? Guy or Gee?
Guy. No, it's Guy, but I've been called Gee a lot, so he's the one I'm good with.
Okay. You're retired. How'd it go on Wall Street for you?
It was up and down. It's people tend to think of Wall Street as a good place to work. It's not. It's a very brutal, cold place to work. And investment banks are not good employers. They're not like Google, or they're not friendly and personable.
Right. No, I know that. I know that. People have this vision of like Michael Douglas before he got indicted, Gordon Gekko, money and broads and all that great stuff. And in the meantime, all you guys are drunk or high on cocaine because you want to kill yourselves every day.
Or somebody else.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad you're retired and you're happy and playing today's game. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Here we go, Guy. Once known as...
I'll answer easy questions.
They look pretty easy, actually. You're going to do well today, I think. Once known as the most trusted man in America, who ended his tenure as anchor of the CBS Evening News...
Walter Cronkite.
Yes! The Pentagon was built in less than 16 months during what war?
It's going to be either World War II or the Korean War. I'm going to say the Korean War.
Wrong, you're
The other one was right. You had it, 1941. One for two so far. One of the founding members of the Congressional Black Caucus, who represented Harlem in the House of Representatives from 1971 to 2017. It's been on the show many times.
Oh, God.
Been in studio with me.
I can picture his face. I've even seen him in a parade. And I can't remember his name.
Wrong, you two. Get back of that.
Charlie Rangel is his name. Number four.
Yeah.
Who was the host of NBC's Meet the Press from 2008 until Chuck Todd took over in 2014? A frequent Imus guest, by the way. He's also the White House correspondent. Who?
Wrong, you two. Get back of that.
No, it was David Gregory in between Russert and Chuck Todd. Who was the only 19th century president to serve two complete terms with the same vice president, Daniel D. Tompkins?
Oh, God. I know Bertie will get this. I won't. I have no clue.
I wouldn't either.
Grant.
Go with that. James Monroe. All right. So you got... These were not easy. I thought they were much easier. You got one right.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll put you on hold, and at the very least, you'll have a chance to talk to Bernard. Guy, Fairfield, Connecticut. Boy, it's got to be gorgeous in Connecticut today. I mean, everywhere. It's gorgeous out today.
Yeah,
so.
It's beautiful. I thought these were pretty easy questions today. I know Bern will get them.
Yeah, Bernie's going to go, if I have to guess, I think 5 for 5.
Yeah, I think so, too. There's one that he might not get.
No, I think 5 for 5. All right, you got to get two right to win, okay?
Yes, sir.
But we both predict you're going to go 5 for 5. Once known, Bernie, as the most trusted man in America, who ended his tenure as anchor of the CBS Evening News in 1981?
Bill Ritter.
Yeah.
And Walter Cronkite.
That's what he got. All right, the rest didn't go so well for our contestant today. The Pentagon was built in less than 16 months during what war?
That would be the big WW2 there, huh?
Right, construction broke ground on September 11th, 1941, of all dates. One of the founding members of the Congressional Black Caucus, who represented Harlem in the House of Representatives from 1971 all the way to 2017.
If I said Adam Clayton Powell Jr., that would be incorrect.
Right, but close.
But it would be actually a man who entered our studios twice.
Yes, he loves us.
Wears a bow tie, very dapper, still alive. His name is Charlie Rangel.
That's correct. Who was the host of NBC's Meet the Press from 2008 until Chuck Todd took over in 2014?
One of the biggest fake news weasels ever to put on a tie. David Gregory.
He was so good at Imus, too. Who was the only 19th century president to serve two complete terms with the same vice president, Daniel D. Tompkins?
Daniel D. Tompkins.
That's right.
Well, it was either Jackson or Grant.
Okay, you're wrong. All right, it was James Monroe.
Wrong, you're two-legged back.
Still, an easy win for Bernard today. Final score of 4-1. Bernie, say hello to Guy in Fairfield, Connecticut.
What's up, Guy?
Hi, Bernie. Thanks for kicking my butt. It was enjoyable.
Well, listen, I don't even feel tired. It wasn't a fair fight, but thanks for trying. Fairfield, Connecticut. Let me say something. Your Democrat governor did a great, great job during this pandemic, don't you think?
Well, he could have been worse. He was better than your governor.
I mean, that's a low bar, but he was almost a red state type governor during this whole thing. Everything is wide open.
Actually, our guy was pretty good. We were mostly open pretty early. It was livable up here compared to New York, where it was kind of horrible.
And having said that, you being from the nutcake state, you have two of the creepiest senators in the whole state.
No, we have the worst.
Murphy and what the hell's his name?
Danang
Dick Blumenthal. Yeah, just the absolute scum of the earth.
Right you are.
Okay, I'm glad you agree. Don't take issue with me hammering your home state, which is a beautiful place. I would actually love to live in Connecticut. And Fairfield is a nice, nice place. So, listen, we thank you, Guy, very much. Were you named after Guy Mitchell by any chance?
No, I mean, I was born in 1954, and Guy was apparently a semi-popular name back then. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
The only Guy Lombardo is the only one that was maybe famous.
Well, that's a really big one, Auld Lang Syne, Guy Lombardo. That's a big one. But, again, if you're a Canadian, Guy Lafleur and some others. But you're not. Listen, great job today, Guy. Best of luck to you. Okay, pal?
Okay, thanks. Love your show.
All right, peace and love. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. Been a great show. 3 guests, a game, Lydia reports, all that good stuff. We will close it out today, as we do every weekday. On this beautiful Monday morning, your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.
Folks, by now you've heard it's Sidney and myself talking about MyPillow ad nauseum. You probably have the MyPillow. It's great, a great product. My family has it, loves it. And now Mike Lindell's done it again, introducing his new My Slippers. I have a pair of these My Slippers. They are fantastic, comfortable, sturdy. You can wear them outdoors, indoors. Mike took over 2 years to develop his new My Slippers. And as I mentioned, they're designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. They're so comfortable. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Nothing but the best with Mike Lindell. All top-notch products. And for a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. Now, I'll tell you how to get them in a second, but as you know, Mike is under severe siege from this vicious animal cancel culture. They're hurting Mike Lindell, and he could use your love and support. He's a great American, a loyal guy. You know him. And his products are just terrific, top-notch, so it's not a pure sympathy play right here. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you want to get some for the whole family. So this is what you do. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code WABC to get 40% off his new My Slippers. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products as well, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, the doggy bed, everything. You're going to love them all. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code WABC to get 40% off Mike Lindell's new My Slippers and other products. Or you can call MyPillow at this number, 800-887-2185. But don't forget that promo code, WABC. Again, the number, 800-887-2185.
Brian Kilmeade here for...